WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7. The temperature is 77. Check the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Offering frequent, reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. College Station motorcycle cops have one fewer place to hide for the time being. For the last month, city crews have cleared out islands of crepe myrtle trees along Texas Avenue between University and George Bush. Marshall Wallace with the city says they're in the process of replacing the brick walls and foundations that surrounded the trees. Wallace says the islands will be replaced with stones similar to what motorists see along Texas south of Harvey, but the trees that were removed are not returning.
Most of those crepe myrtles, the root systems were already out of the ground, and there was a basically a taproot that was keeping them alive. We tried to transplant several of them, and they didn't make it, so we're just going to go back with all new plants in the new boxes.
New trees will be planted around November 1st. Month-long period to file for College Station and Bryan School Board and City Council in this November's election is underway. First two people to file for College Station Council are familiar names, Linda Harvell seeking a full term after winning a special election last year. Former Councilman John Nichols is seeking the position now held by Julie Schultz. Schultz and Blanche Brick completing their maximum two consecutive terms. One of two incumbents for College Station School Board did file for re-election. That's Michael Schaefer. One of two incumbents for Bryan School Board, David Stasny, filed yesterday. As for Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to complete an unexpired term, she posted on her Facebook page she intends to run. Both incumbents for Bryan City Council filed on the first day, Greg Owens in single-member District 3 and Mike Sutherland in District 4. Sutherland also involved in the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, which is gathering petition signatures for 10 proposed changes to the city charter. Bryan School Board, starting at 8 this morning, will begin a special meeting at the Bryan Best Western Hotel. The agenda begins with a budget update, followed by goal setting with a consultant from the Texas Association of School Boards. The agenda also gives the board the option to meet in executive session. Last week, when the board held their business meeting, there was considerable discussion before a unanimous vote to renew a contract to the Bryan Police Department to continue school resource officers. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd says there's no change in the number of SROs, but the 8 officers will be deployed differently due to the district's new realignment.
We do want them to visit the 5-6 campuses on a pretty regular basis, so that 8th officer would be used for that, as well as our elementary schools would like some more frequent walkthroughs just to expose the kids to the police officers. The kids really enjoy it when they walk through the building.
2 SROs will continue at Bryan and Rudder High. 1 will be shared at Collegiate and other alternative schools. 1 will be at the 2 middle schools. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz with a message for the Texas legislature, saying state lawmakers need to change their focus.
It seems the focus is on some really unimportant things when there's some really big problems that need to be addressed, namely infrastructure, roads, and how are we going to fix the massive problems that we have in the state of Texas? I've yet to hear a response to that.
Schultz is finishing her 6th and final year on the council, expects a property tax increase and spending cuts in the next College Station City budget. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7. The temperature is 77. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Heat that we've got this time of year, just a matter of the life we live here in Texas. The folks at Intercon can help you out with a couple of ways. First of all, are your windows sealing as tightly as they should? Because, you know, air exchange happens, and you notice it more in cold weather than you do now, but it's still going on, and that can cost you money. But also the thing that you can notice instantly is when you put solar screens on windows that maybe have those exposures, especially western exposures, where the heat that's coming through those windows tends to warm things up inside your home. Now, not only your home, but if you have an outbuilding that maybe a workshop situation like that, where it's tough to keep that building cool because you've got the sun coming in, solar screens can make a difference, and they can make a difference right away. And Intercon treats their customers the same way when it comes to solar screens, and that is they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when it comes to the windows or the screens or the services from Intercon because they've got good products at fair prices and tons of satisfied customers over the decades they've been here. You need to do the first thing, though, and that's make a call. Let them come out and give you an estimate. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide insurance agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mixed clouds and sun continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98, with a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds. Fear warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. Temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers earned a sweep of the Cane Cutters at Nutrabolt last night. We'll hear from Coach Trey Porras on the win. Meanwhile, the Astros routed the Phillies in their first game of their series, while the Rangers fell to the Marlins in Arlington. And Lucky Whitehead has been released from the Cowboys after allegations of shoplifting. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Name's Lucky, huh?
Yeah, not quite so lucky.
Well, and for shoplifting versus domestic violence or other crimes against people?
Yeah, when you consider, the things that, what did he shoplift? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is there any?
So curious.
Any details? Okay. Wow.
All right, hang on.
If you're shoplifting from a jewelry store, that's completely different than if you're shoplifting from Dollar General, just saying, don't know.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Very Winona Ryder.
Yes, I would think so. In the meantime.
Well, this was in Prince William, Virginia, according to TMZ.
Okay. Oh, good. No, TMZ.
Took stuff from a convenience store, it says.
Dude, what?
On June 22nd, around 1:30 a.m., officers responded to the Wawa, W-A-W-A, located
Wawa.
In Woodbridge to investigate a larceny in progress. Ran out of the store without paying for some merchandise. Did not identify the merchandise.
Wow.
Under $200.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It'd take a lot to steal $200 out of a convenience store.
Yeah.
You know,
signed a 3-year, $1.5 million contract.
Wow. Okay. There.
Do that to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, got that going on.
Takes care of his posse, but.
I suppose. Well, maybe that's it.
Where's his posse now?
Maybe he was getting beef jerky for the gang.
Yeah, there you go.
His peeps needed some beef jerky. All right, so as Bill informed you, in case you didn't know now, drivers, you catch a break pretty much now when you're southbound.
Until November.
On Texas Avenue, because they've pulled the crepe myrtles up right there by the golf course and that area where there have been patrol officers from time to time using their radar guns.
Yeah, they can only hide now south of Harvey.
Yeah, in their motorcycles. Well, they do a pretty good job on the access roads, too, now.
Yeah.
And of course, construction sites help when you got those signs up. You're seeing those, and then they're
not paying attention.
So apparently the crepe myrtles Have we told Neil Sperry about this? Neil, the town
He would just go apoplectic, wouldn't he?
The town that you grew up in, Neil, we're having to pull up crepe myrtles. Well, whoever thought a crepe myrtle could grow in the middle of a road anyway?
I know, right?
Well, I say that, but I grew up on a street in College Station where there were trees growing in the middle of the street.
Like in the street?
In the street.
Not planned.
Yep, they were big trees, as a matter of fact. And what happened is over time, College Station was a quiet little community back then. This is, 1960 or so. And there were these ginormous trees right there. And in fact, unless I'm mistaken, I believe I'm right, that Dennis Maloney was elected to College Station City Council talking about wanting to save these trees that were in the middle of a street near where he lived, which is over by the old Little League park.
And these were just wild trees that grew at random?
They were already good-sized trees. I think when College Station paved the roads, and it was just a little hot mix thing that they did,
So they just went around.
Right, and there were no curbs at that time. And so as a result, they didn't have to go through with the large pieces of equipment to do that. Hello?
Hey, in Hearn, there's a one-woman graveyard in the middle of a median.
Is that right? Where in Hearn, do you know?
I'm not exactly sure where it's at, but it's a historical marker.
All right, I'll go look. Thanks. Appreciate that. Now, I lived on a street called Suffolk Street, if you know where that is, and it's right near the field where they used to burn the bonfire, where the Hillel Center was, right in there. And in a bike you could zigzag, you'd do figure eights between the trees. That was no big deal. It was a little tougher in a car. You had to slow down to do that, but they were right on a
curve. They didn't stop them.
Yeah, that's right.
It
right
depends on how
curve.
Nice your car was. Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, they've had them, but again, that was a long time ago. So now we got the crepe myrtles going away, and now I'm hoping that that they share that information with other cities. Just in case, because you don't want, how much is it going to cost to now replant with new plants in there? And what's the life expectancy of those plants going to be? Are we going to be talking about that 15 years from now that those plants have died and we'll just be putting, maybe we'll put virtual plants by then, huh?
Yeah. All right. Have a texter, 979-695-1620. Y'all are lightweights. We have a hanging tree in Burleson County in the middle of a road.
Whoa. Did he say a hanging tree?
Hanging tree.
Okay. All right, two musical things that happened on this date in history that we remember. It was 52 years ago that Bob Dylan went to the Newport Rock Festival.
Like a complete unknown.
And played an electric guitar set.
With no direction home.
Yeah, which made people really go crazy. They were really not happy about that. He was booed when he did Maggie's Farming Like a Rolling Stone. Then it was 27 years ago that Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem at Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. I think we probably
how did that work
better
out
place
for
that.
She later explained that she thought it was a comedic stab at ball player behavior. They didn't think it was funny.
No.
Yeah. So much for that. Now, and while we're talking about music, Alice Cooper, have you heard about Alice Cooper and his painting?
Like a Texan.
And his painting?
Cooper, not Cooper.
Yeah.
Alice, and I used to live near Cooper in Delta County.
Okay, we'll call him Alice Cooper. We can
Alice
do that.
Cooper.
Anyway, he could be forgiven for forgetting some of the finer details of the early part of his life in the 1970s, being a rock and roll star and touring all over the world and that kind of thing, back when School's Out was a big hit and all that. One of the things he did also forget was that he owned an Andy Warhol painting.
Huh.
And now he remembers exactly why he kept it. The recently uncovered silkscreen image called Little Electric Chair, I'm sorry, and that's what it is, spent more than 40 years in storage alongside some of the old equipment that Alice Cooper used to use when he would tour, according to the singer's longtime manager. Alice got it as a birthday present way back in the 70s when nobody really cared about Andy Warhol. Well, it's worth $40 million.
Wow!
It is worth $40 million.
Good reason to keep it.
And I don't know that Alice needs the money. I have no idea how much money he's making, and he's living on a golf course pretty much, so he can do what he wants. But still, having a little $40 million windfall can't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So
can't happen to the regular people like us, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you're an MS Paint fan, which is, you know, a program that
that's
software.
Me.
Okay, is that right?
That's old school there. MS Paint,
but it's quick.
It is.
Yeah,
it's dead.
I know.
It is dead. The Microsoft, the software that they came pre-installed on Windows computers, won't be around much longer. As part of the Windows 10 update, Microsoft will stop updating Paint.
Time to learn Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly. It's on the list of programs that will be, deprecated is the word that they're using, which is, you know, killing it off pretty much. This means it will not be in any kind of active development, could be removed in future updates, but for now you can still use it. It's not going to be automatically removed from your machine or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So,
to which I appreciate.
That's good. Yeah.
That's how I get mug shots on the website.
Well, okay. So it is. That's important.
Yeah.
I guess hopefully they'll have some other product.
I can do screenshots.
Okay. That you'll be able to use to make the difference. All right. So eating with a kiddo in a restaurant. Eating with a kiddo in a restaurant. That can be problematic from time to time, depending on how old the kiddo is and how they respond to being out in public. New York restaurant is making news.
Parents, if you take your child to eat at Peddler's Bar and Bistro and you want to throw back a few with dinner, be warned. The restaurant in Clifton Park, New York, says they have a one-drink limit if you're driving with a child or children in the car. The general manager of the restaurant, Melissa Gravel, says they've had the policy since 2010 but started enforcing it for the summer. She says anyone that doesn't abide by the rule is asked to leave. Many customers say they're okay with the policy, regardless of the fact that the restaurant doesn't have the legal right to enforce it. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
They can't enforce it.
What?
There you go. But one drink if you got your kiddo. One of the other things that's great about kids is sometimes they don't want to eat where mom and dad want to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so as a result, they might be a little tough to deal with when it comes to an actual menu.
Unless there's chicken fingers.
Well, that's it. So enter Fager's Island Restaurant, Ocean City, Maryland. They have a special children's menu. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. It's based on the response of the child. If the child says, I don't know, then it's a triple layer PB&J.
All right.
If they say, I don't care, it's a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich. If it's, I'm not hungry, it is a basket of the aforementioned chicken tenders.
All right.
And if it's, I don't want that, then it's kids' fries. So whatever your kiddo says, they've got something for you.
Something for everyone.
Right. 722 right now. You can text us. You can call us, 695-1620. Add that 979. You can text us.
So, yes, we have an additional text on the location of that hanging tree in case you want it.
Tell me.
The tree's in the middle of County Road 415 just outside of Lyons.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There you are. I had no idea. See? Now, so here we go. Here's an app that will park and fetch your car autonomously. Only catch is that for now it's only in Stuttgart, Germany. But the automated valet parking system was introduced yesterday at the Mercedes-Benz Museum in Stuttgart, Germany. Collaboration between Daimler's autonomous driving technology with the sensor technology from the company Bosch installed throughout the parking garage. The automated valet allows the car to pull into the garage. You hop out of the car and you press the park button on your app. The car's autonomous system then steers the vehicle as sensors basically in the walls of the garage will, air quote, talk to your car, its navigation system, and guide it into a spot. When the driver wants to leave, he or she calls the call on the app, and the car pulls out and drives up to where they are.
And multiple requests at the same time, saying this is your.
How does that work?
You're at a show or a ball game. How do you?
Well, and the thing is, you know that the car doesn't move quickly.
Yeah.
We know how valets can drive, don't we?
Yeah.
And my thought is that they probably are not going to be doing that in the museum parking garage in Stuttgart. And you're right. What happens if a whole bunch of people come out at the same time? You're in queue for a long, long time.
But what about this? I mean, you know, it, the walls talk to the car or whatever, but what about other people walking through who don't have this app?
Yes.
They're not talking to the car.
Right. And let me see, if you've ever been in a garage after a game or a concert and you're really wanting to move out and there are people who are going slowly or in this case, driverless cars that are going slowly.
Yeah.
Even after you get out and you're in line to leave the garage, how long will that take?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a start. I mean, I guess that's what we say is July 25th, 2017, it's a start.
It's a start.
As to where we're going.
Glad it's in Stuttgart.
Yeah.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options. Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, 726. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Plain old hot today. It's all there is to it. Look for a high temperature around 98. Heat index will be 107. Probably continue that pattern all week long and into the weekend. Chance of some pop-up showers, but no more than about 20 or 30%. So we'll see. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 3. 90% humidity. It has cooled down a little bit. We're thankful that it's just 77 degrees.
Hey, folks, the Democrat Party has come up with a new slogan to help connect with voters. Jeff Stein of Vox reports that it took months of polling and internal deliberations to come up with it. Are you ready? The new Democrat slogan is a better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages. Let me say it one more time to make sure you fully grasp this important new message from the Democrats. The burning slogan that'll save the party from ruins and restore them as heroes to working and middle-class America. Here we go. A better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages. After this new Democrat Party slogan was revealed, social media went wild mocking it. The most popular memes noted the similarity to a slogan almost everybody knows. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Yep, the Democrat slogan does sound like a ripoff. But aside from that, Democrats deserve to be scorned for something else. All through the Obama years, Democrats and their buddies in the drive-by media tried to convince us that we were getting a better deal. They claimed unemployment was at record lows and the economy was humming, and it was all lies. Now Obama is gone, and Democrats suddenly want to sell the need for better jobs, better skills, better wages. They wouldn't know any of that if it slapped them in the face.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. Rush 15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. The temperature, 77. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm Bill Oliver. It's time for those who are interested in running for school board and city council in this November's Bryan and College Station elections to file. Both incumbents to the Bryan City Council have filed for re-election. Greg Owens has served single-member District 3 since 2012 when he won a special election to fill an unexpired term. Mike Sutherland's running again for single-member District 4. Sutherland also part of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee that continues to solicit signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. There will be at least two new members to the College Station City Council as Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are completing their second consecutive term. Linda Harvell, who's completing her year of an unexpired term, filed yesterday for her first full term. The first to file for Schultz's seats, former Councilman John Nichols, who left the governing body last year to run for mayor. One of two incumbents has filed for re-election to the College Station School Board. That is Michael Schaefer, who's seeking his second term. This year's other opening on the CSISD board is currently held by Valerie Yokin. And the longest-serving member of the Bryan School Board, David Stasny, has filed for his 10th term. Also up for election, the board's newest member, Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to fill an unexpired term. According to her Facebook page, Dr. Harlan intends to seek a full term. The last College Station City budget with the input of City Councilwoman Julie Schultz is going to be difficult.
Talking about the budget workshops, you say there need to be some cuts. Where are we going to cut?
I have no idea.
On the Infomaniac, Schultz says the council has to look at the real cost of doing things.
I'm rolling off, you know, termed out in November, but I'm still really concerned from a citizen standpoint about how do we spend our money and are we really getting the best bang for our buck? Are we wasting any money anywhere that we can use for these projects?
Okay. Schultz and other council members also expecting to consider an increase in College Station's property tax rate in next year's budget. Next year's Bryan School District budget, one of two topics, is a special meeting of the school board that gets started in about a half an hour. The gathering at the Bryan Best Western also includes a consultant leading a goal-setting workshop. Then there's the possibility of meeting in executive session. Meantime, when school resumes in the newly realigned Bryan District next month, it'll be with the same number of school resource officers. At last week's monthly business meeting, the board unanimously agreed with the deployment of SROs as described by Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws.
Our plan is that we would have one at SFA in Davila, but one would not be permanently assigned to the 5-6 campuses at this time. So there'd be one at each of those. And then we have one that would be shared between Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, DAEP, that group, and then two each at the comprehensive high schools, Rudder High School and Bryan High School.
The 8th SRO will visit Bryan's new intermediate schools as well as visit elementary buildings. And Draw says the Bryan Police Department, which provides the SROs, is receptive to other ideas to increase exposure inside BISD schools. State Senate appears to be on a collision course with the House over public school finance reform. The major sticking points expected to come down to a school choice voucher program.
Back in April, in the regular session, the Texas House overwhelmingly passed State Rep. Abel Herrero's budget amendment rejecting any voucher program.
Diverting public funds away from our neighborhood schools is not something that the House wants to consider.
One of the provisions of State Senator Larry Taylor's school finance reform bill approved by the Senate includes vouchers.
Giving $60 million towards scholarship money for students who can attend a special needs school or a private private school that can better address their situation.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Observant drivers in College Station have noticed crepe myrtle trees being cleared from the middle of Texas Avenue between George Bush and University. Marshall Wallace with the city says the trees were removed as part of their replacing foundations and walls in the medians. Wallace says new trees will be planted this fall to fill the reconstructed islands.
We probably won't plant till after probably the end of October, 1st of November. Biggest thing is they've been damaged so many times and they didn't match anything else. So we're just trying to make everything uniform up and down Texas Avenue. So when people come to visit, everything kind of looks nice.
Wallace says they were not able to successfully transplant the trees that were removed. South Texas Congressman says it's absolutely repugnant. The GOP-led Senate has not acted on repealing the health care law. He singled out some female senators from the Northeast.
Some of the people that are opposed to this, they're some female senators from the Northeast. If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
That's Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold of Corpus Christi speaking on Keys Radio in Corpus. Senator John Cornyn says every senator will have the opportunity today to offer and discuss amendments. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8, the temperature is 77. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest-growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
7:38. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs here in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota. Weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Mixed clouds and sun, continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98. With a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds, fair, warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday, temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Bombers' win over the Cane Cutters last night and hear from Coach Trey Porras. Meanwhile, after three wins in a row, the Rangers dropped one to the Marlins in Arlington, while the Astros returned to the win column with their victory against the Phillies. And a Chicago Bears player saved a man's life at an Austin airport. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Enrico Rodriguez is richer than ever.
Hey.
Hey, buddy of the station. I mean, they come up here and they hang out on Candy 95 from time to time.
That's right.
They signed a new contract. Matter of fact, all those all the kids from the Modern Family show signed new two-year deals.
All right.
Sarah Hyland, who plays Haley, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel Winter and Nolan Gould and Rico Rodriguez all will make over $100,000 an episode. That's $2.2 million a season. Some of the older stars are making $500,000. I don't know if Rico's considered one of the older ones, but he's a millionaire anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's doing good.
Yeah, well, they are. And they're good kids. They really are good kids.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat that they call Brian home when they can be here. You know,
definitely.
Work takes them away from home. But
good
right,
for them. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. So Blake Farenthold, right? The Texas politician.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Basically wants to, is he calling people out to have a duel? Is that...
At least I'm a female senators from the Northeast.
Aaron Burr style?
Aaron Burr style, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to hear that again?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Some of the people that are opposed to this, they're some female senators from the Northeast. If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
Yeah. So there.
I mean, we don't do that in South Texas anyway, though. But
I don't think so. That's it. Oh, yeah, I made a mistake on the painting, the Alice Cooper painting. It's only $10 million.
Oh, only.
I think I said it was more than that. It's only $10 million. So got that happening. So apparently the interweb is blowing up over this whole thing that Michael Phelps didn't actually race a shark.
Uh-huh.
When the Discovery Channel says that people didn't understand. They misunderstood it because they never said that they were actually going to be racing side by side.
Uh-huh. Pretty sure they said he'll be racing a shark, though.
Seems that, yes, they were intentionally being cagey about the species to drum up some interest in the race as well. Common sense, of course, would have told you that he's not
Common
going
sense.
To. Yeah, I know. What's that? He's not going to be in a body of water right there directly with a shark. We get that.
I mean, we were thinking maybe like plexiglass in between
something
or
like
something.
That. Well, yeah, we thought they'd be in the same shot. Now, of course, Shark Week is continuing on the Discovery Channel. So the shark features and movies tonight, Sharks and the City, L.A., which examines the increasing great white shark population off the city's beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Sharks in the City, New York, which notes that seals are back in New York Harbor and pose the question, can the great white sharks be far behind? And, of course, they wrap up the night, as they did last night, Shark After Dark, which is some sort of a talk show.
Right.
Okay.
Shark After Dark.
You know. Snopes. Do you go there? Snopes.
From time to time.
Snopes is in trouble.
Yeah.
Snopes.com, one of the internet's first.
Is that
first.
For real, though?
Well, again, could you do that? Can you Snope about Snopes?
Oh, good question.
The deal is.
Especially if it was on The Onion.
Yeah. The deal is, they said Monday that a previous website hosting vendor is basically holding the Snopes.com website hostage, their words. The site is in danger of shutting down if it doesn't raise $500,000. Can one of you guys click on GoFundMe and see where we are with this thing
now?
It's SaveSnopes.com.
I'll let Brad do that while I relay a text back to Phelps. And some people don't believe in fake news and they're upset about Phelps.
That's true. Snopes started the GoFundMe campaign, according to a letter on the GoFundMe titled, Please Help Save Snopes.com.
Oh, wow, they're at $482,605.
Right. So they're going to get there. You don't have to send anything.
Yeah.
The contract between Snopes and Proper Media, which is a private company that manages the Snopes.com property, web property, ended earlier this year, but Proper Media won't release the site back to Snopes. As a result, Snopes can't put advertising on the site because advertising is, of course, their revenue stream and
sure.
Their only revenue stream. The site now in danger of shutting down, according to the company. So sounds like somebody's going to save a website that may or may not be correct in some of the things that it does.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. So many people commute by train, by car, by bus to work, but there's a German guy now who is swimming in the Isar River in Munich. Benjamin David was fed up with the stress of commuting on busy city streets, so now he packs his laptop, suit, and clothes in a waterproof bag, straps it to his back, and swims the 2 kilometers to work.
Like you do.
Depending on the season.
Right.
Yeah. He can wear trunks, but sometimes he has to wear a long wetsuit. That just makes me cold to think about it.
Yeah.
You're going to start, but again.
Now, there's your next Shark Week episode.
Yeah, that would be good. Put a shark in the river and see how that winds up. Again, that's fine if he can do that. The one thing, it beats the heck out of biking to work, especially in Texas, because then you come in all sweaty, and that's not going to work out
yeah,
very
at least,
well.
At least you know if you're swimming to work, you're going to be wet.
You will be for the right kind of wet. But, yeah, nonetheless, you can do that.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're driving a military tank and you get hungry.
Let's just say.
All right, so what would you do? Well, a group of soldiers driving a tank down a road in Belgium when they decided they needed burgers. So they did the obvious. They just pulled into the fast food drive-through. And today is, by the way, drive-through day.
It is, yeah.
To celebrate. Online video shows the tank pulling up to the Quick Burger restaurant, pulling away a few minutes later with the food. Turns out that the men were taking part in a military parade when they got the munchies and decided what better thing to do than stop for a burger.
We'll have to ask our Belgian friends the next time they're in town.
Yeah, does that happen often? Mm-hmm. And how wide is the drive-through? What does the pavement look like now after
yeah.
the...
what's the overhang?
Yeah,
or
and that's
the remains.
Or the remaining overhang after that.
Yeah. It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
747, you headed to work on Texas Avenue. What do we
Good
got?
Good luck. Yeah. City of College Station has tweeted a crash in front of the Goodyear on South Texas, which includes a waterline break.
Ah, and so we have, like, all the roads blocked? Are we doing
yet? I'm guessing you don't do Texas between Deacon and Harvey Mitchell.
That's it. Stay clear.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Come out this Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment is your local source for skid steer loader attachments. For 2 days only, ASAP Equipment will be selling Vernig 4,000-pound rated pallet forks for $599. These are great forks at a great price. They'll fit skid steers, track loaders, and most farm tractors. 2 days only, Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th. Pallet forks for $599. ASAP Equipment is located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106.
About 12 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just talked to a listener. Southbound, they were able to get through. Northbound at 6 is down to one lane. So, again, if you can avoid it, probably just be best for everybody.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:48. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers completed the sweep of the Acadiana Cane Cutters last night thanks to a shutdown performance by starter C.J. Varela. The Bombers scored 8 runs with 13 hits to blank the Cane Cutters 8-0. Here's Coach Trey Porras on the win.
Yeah, well, we really set the tone early tonight. It was nice. C.J. went out there and had a 3-up, 3-down first. And then Mike, the first batter of the game, big-time double into the opposite field gap. One pitch later, steals third and forces the errant throw into the left field and can walk home. So that really kind of just set the tone of we're here to take care of business, and the guys did a great job of that tonight.
The Bombers next hit the road for a 6-game road trip to face the Texarkana Twins, the Texas Marshals, and the Cane Cutters. The Bombers take on the Twins tonight at Dobson Field. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05, and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Oxford, Mississippi's new football coach Mike Luke says he now has his dream job, even if it comes during very difficult circumstances. The 40-year-old has been named the team's interim head coach for 2017 after Hugh Freeze resigned in disgrace last week because of personal misconduct. In Major League Baseball, Jose Altuve had 2 doubles and 2 singles, stretched his sizzling hitting streak to 16 games, and helped the Houston Astros rout the Philadelphia Phillies 13-4. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on Altuve.
This guy continues to be amazing. I mean, I don't know how else to describe him. I mean, it's line to line, it's home runs, it's multiple hits, it's walks when he needs it. You know, he's every bit the MVP candidate that he looks like.
A day after tying his career high for hits in a game at Baltimore, Altuve did it again and drove in 3 runs while raising his major league leading average to .365. Game 2 is tonight in Philadelphia. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Giancarlo Stanton hit 2 home runs and moved into a tie for the major league lead, sending Adam Conley and the Miami Marlins over the Texas Rangers 4-0. The Rangers hope to return to the win column tonight in Arlington. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have released receiver and kick returner Lucky Whitehead after the third-year player was linked to a shoplifting arrest in his home state of Virginia. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
I just found out about it as I came off the practice field this morning. We're gathering information on it, and we'll respond accordingly.
Whitehead's agent says he believes it was a case of mistaken identity. Whitehead said he, quote, didn't know about that, as he was escorted off the field by a member of the Cowboys' public relations staff after the first morning walkthrough practice of training camp in Oxnard, California. Meanwhile, former Dallas Cowboys star Michael Irvin says he lost millions of dollars in endorsements and business deals because of a sexual assault investigation that resulted in no charges. Irvin told a press conference yesterday he was, quote, devastated by the allegation made by a woman he thought was a friend. In Austin, Chicago Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman saved a man from choking at a Texas airport over the weekend. Freeman tells the Chicago Tribune that he was eating at a restaurant in the Austin airport while awaiting a flight to Chicago when he noticed a man frantically running around a neighboring table. Freeman says he rushed in like he was, quote, ready to make a tackle, and he saved the man. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have signed Pau Gasol to a 3-year contract. Gasol opted out of the 2-year deal he signed last summer to give the Spurs more salary cap flexibility to supplement the roster in free agency, but he always intended to re-sign with San Antonio, where he averaged 12.4 points and 7.8 rebounds in just over 25 minutes per game last season. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 7 minutes still. The president yesterday speaking, or last night speaking, to the Boy Scouts in West Virginia.
And by the way, under the Trump administration, you'll be saying Merry Christmas again when you go shopping, believe me. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. They've been downplaying that little beautiful phrase. You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again, folks.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
That's it. And there was Rick Perry standing over his shoulder if you didn't see that last night. He was on stage last night with the president.
Hanging out with the prez.
Yeah. You know, nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, he's got a gig over there, yeah. So that's not bad. Toronto-based Daneson. I don't know who they are. They sell luxury toothpicks.
All right.
Now, usually, you know, you get a toothpick, okay? Let's say you buy toothpicks. When's the last time you bought a box of toothpicks?
Oh, can't even remember.
Decades.
Toothpicks are like Tabasco sauce and Bic pens, okay? They never get used up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, anyhow.
You buy them once, and then you have them for the rest of your life.
Until you can't find them.
Unless you're of a certain age, and maybe, Scott, you were when you used to dip them in cinnamon oil.
Oh, yeah. Dude. All over that. Yeah, we used to go to Madeley's Pharmacy, which was long ago gone in the Southside Shopping Center right there. And, you could get a little bottle of that stuff, put them in there. Of course, you had to be careful because you need to take them out and let them sit for a little while, because if you take them out with your fingers and then you rub your eye, you remember that. Yeah, but that was pretty good stuff. And they kind of become translucent, right, after they've soaked long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Bill. Dang, man. All right. Anyhow, so did you do it or not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that
yeah.
got the nostalgia
it was,
going.
It was a great thing. Anyhow, luxury toothpicks. Now, usually a box of 250 will cost you a couple of bucks. I had no idea.
All right.
These are made from American milled northern white birch. They come in six flavors. this must be the reason. Cinnamon. Mentioned, okay, mint, lemon, ginger honey, oh yeah, single malt, and bourbon as well.
There you go.
Yeah, and they'll set you back about $60 for six of them.
Yeah, no.
$10 each? Probably not.
I ain't spending $10 on a toothpick.
Nope. Museum at
I don't care if it's birch.
Yeah. it better taste like some really good scotch.
Yeah. Well, again, and maybe that's what they really use. So yeah. I'm not sure. Then you got to ID them to do that.
I mean, what's the possibility? Here's a cottage industry for your distilleries that do their distilling or their aging in oak barrels.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's true. They could take those and make toothpicks out of them.
Yeah, but if I'm spending $10 on it, it better also get me drunk.
And a letter of authenticity.
That too. Museum in Oklahoma is unveiling the world's tallest gas pump.
Gas pump, okay.
You mean not the one at Minute Maid?
No, the heart of Route 66 Auto Museum posted a video Friday showing off its new 66-foot gas pump. Pump is still under construction. Needs a coat of paint.
Yeah, that's just northeast of Oklahoma City.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that on? I guess it's on the old Route 66.
Correct.
So that makes
Which
sense.
Is now State Highway 66.
All right. There you go. The pump is still under construction. Needs some paint, but it'll be finished in a couple of weeks. Steel worker Nikki Heath, who is involved in building it, said it's probably the weirdest project that I've ever seen or been involved with. The museum hopes that the new attraction will bring more visitors.
Duh, of course.
And their money. Guinness Records has been asked to inspect the pump and certified that it's the world's tallest. I guess it operates? It's an operating pump?
Yeah.
At 66 feet? Yeah, we'll see. A team of movers in England shocked to find a massive huntsman spider. Sorry, Chelsea's not here for this. You seen these things? I mean, we've seen
pictures. Oh, the huntsman spider? Oh, yeah, they're huge.
Family had been relocating from Australia. See, that's where they hang out. And the movers were unpacking things. The spider reportedly spent 3 months stowed away in a shipping container with the family stuff as it traveled 10,000 miles around the world. David Aldridge of the Britannia Movers International Company said the huntsman spider was a handsome furry guy. Yeah, trapped in a lunch box. And the six-year-old son now has it. The spider was later handed over to the Royal SPCA. Huntsman spiders not native to England, but they are to Australia, about 200 different varieties. They are venomous, but not considered to be dangerous to humans. It's just their fangs are so stinking big that it hurts when they bite you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how's this? We talked about the guy who swims to work. There's a guy in China caught on video cooling off with a portable shower strapped to his back.
All right.
Just like you would.
Sure.
Man filled it up with water, and he can be seen pulling a lever to give himself a shower while he's waiting on a bus. Now, think about this. Temperatures in China have been over 100 degrees recently.
Right.
Okay.
Nothing to do with global warming.
Nothing to do with global. No, no, not at all. I mean, they don't see the sun because of who knows what's in the sky there.
Right.
I mean, it's nasty. So, anyhow, they're over 100 degrees. Now, what? He showers himself, so to speak, as he gets onto the bus so that he's dripping wet when he gets in.
Yeah, that's awful. Who would want to sit next to him?
Well, again, it's like they're in another part of the world.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right, let's have a look at the weather. We've got our own heat to be involved with. And by the way, as we talked about earlier this morning, there's apparently dust or something that's coming over from Africa that's making the skies look the way that they do. So a milky sun is what we should see at some point today if the clouds burn off, and they probably will. 98 is going to be our high temperature, and heat index will probably be around 105. Expect that all week long. Chance of showers at maybe 20 or 30%, but stay inside and stay away from it if you possibly can. The weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station, Bryant.